Yo, what up, what up? It's Ed 2, the one man duo coming straight up from the south side of Chicago, representing Jamla. And of course, you tuned in to Dead End Hip Hop. All right? One.
Okay, yeah. A couple of months ago.
At the A3C.
At the A3C. Yeah. A couple months ago at the A3C, me and Ken bumped into Ad 2 after we got finished chopping up with RA Rugged Man. I was just like talking to RA, and then that's, you know, Ken was like, Brandon! Wave me over and shit. And I was looking at him, oh shit, Ad 2, what up, what up? So, you know, we chopped it up and we was talking about, I remember he was talking to us about this upcoming project that we're going to talk about, Between Heaven and Hell, he got with Crisis. And he was saying how, you know, Don't Go, the opening single for it, the lead single for it, was Lightwork. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, he's saying that to give me hype. But as I was listening to it, I was like, damn, Ad 2, he was actually right.
Gee, there's so many more way better than that. Like, there's a joint called Death of Chicago. It's
nasty.
Nasty. Like, from when the beat cut on to when it cut off. Then there's the intro is called The Birth, man. Like, there's some joints on it that's heavy. Oh, and Club Church.
Oh, that's the.
Gee, I'm telling you, when it's dropped, and we still got some more to do. Like, we're trying to get these last couple ones. Cause the first one's only gonna have it. These seven joints. You're gonna be out. Knife heard everything and was like, no. He's like, no, this is too good. He's like, man, we might as well just throw a couple more and call it a wrap.
Don't Go was the light. It wasn't the Whack the Song, but it was the Lightwork song from all the other songs that he had on there. Like, he started with The Birth, spazzed out on that one, went to Don't Go, and then he went to
I think it was Club Church, was it?
Club Church, Club Hell. Love, like I said before, man, I think I said this on the Mormon's Cause review we did earlier this year. You can check it out as well on the Dead and Hip Hop YouTube channel. This dude's songwriting capabilities, man, is crazy as an MC, man. For him to still spaz, but still able to craft a good song as an MC, man, I think is dope. I think this is really dope. Now, what was your favorite track on here, Ken?
Believe it or not, so here's the funny thing about this. So I'm listening to it, and I know you had already hit me up, so I'm listening to this and I'm driving to it. And like he said, Don't Go is the lightest track on here, because that's the one, I mean, and that's not, like you said, it's not a whack track.
Right, yeah.
But I skipped that track, only because I've heard it before and I just want to get to some of the other songs.
Yep.
So I skipped that one to get the Club Church and Club Hell and the Devil Chicago and so on and so on. So I'm listening to it, and it was right after, They Call It.
They Call It.
It was right after They Call It, which is okay. So right after They Call It, Running came on, and I was like, oh man, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Running away. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? I thought I was going to hate that song because the hook, when he led in with that hook, I was like, oh no. But when he started rapping, and he said he wanted to be like Bill Cosby, and he said he had cockroaches, I had cockroaches, my friend come over, I hope they don't see him. And he was just telling his story, man, and just like his life, and growing up, he was being real introspective. And he even time stamped it with albums, like Can I Borrow a Dollar? And then he came back with the Kanye album. On the second
dropout,
verse.
College dropout.
So at that point, man, I was like, oh shit. That's when I hit you up. I was like, this shit is tight. This EP is tight, man. And it's like, what I like what he did with it is that, you know, being a new signee to Jamla, you know, and the intro and being a baby and stuff like that, it's almost like a sense of him being reborn in hip hop. Cause he's been doing, you know, he's been dropping tapes for a while. We reviewed his other project when he was, I don't think it was signed, but now he's with Jamla, which I think is a good fit for him.
Yep.
He's with Jamla, and now he's introducing himself to the Jamla audience. But, you know, with The Birth, it's like I'm being reborn, and this is like my introduction to all of you guys. And here you go. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of what I do. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to give it quick so you guys can listen to it, digest it, and then walk away with whatever you think.
And I'm going to work with a dope producer, as in Crisis. They went in, they was like, look, I'm just gonna work with this one producer. And which was interesting, because, you know, normally you don't really see that coming from Jamla, with them having the Soul Council. You know, you always got, you know, Eric G, you got Cash Don't Make Beats working on beats. You know, it's like you always get the different production and variety of producers with Jamla when you're a Jamla artist. So for him to just work with Crisis, and just for them to just go in with this EP, 9 tracks, not 20 plus, like we say on the review, like, man, dude, I love you, Ad 2, you dope. But 20 something tracks is a little too much, a little too extra, just trim it down. And I don't know if he listened to us or if that was the idea that him and Crisis had all together. It was like, yo, let's go ahead and knock out, bang out these 9 tracks. I had a feeling you was gonna sign with him, but like when you was on his showcase last year, I was like, man, I think they gonna sign this dude. I had a feeling you was gonna sign with him. If it was somebody, I think Jammer was a perfect home. Yeah, it was a good fit for him. I was like, man, that's a perfect fit. Even though I like what you was doing before then, I was loving what you did before then, but I was like, man.
I don't think it'll change with him. I think he can still do what he's doing.
That was the key thing, because like I was dealing with Common and his people. Yeah. They was talking about maybe going to a Def Jam, and they were like talking No Idea about it and shit like that, and that was cool, but I was kind of like had my reservations about it.
Okay.
But once Knife talked about this, I was like, yo, this would be perfect, because you guys already make the type of music that I make. Y'all support me anyway, so y'all would just want me to do what I do.
Exactly.
That's it. So to me,
it was perfect. It was a perk, because they've been supporting you for a minute.
Yeah.
When I saw you on the bill last year, I was like, man, I bet you he's gonna sign with him. But that's why I had to congratulate. I'm like, congratulations, man. That's a good look.
I appreciate it. It's been a long time coming. It was like relief, because at first, you know, for a while you'd be like, man, everybody say you dope. But then you don't get that other step. So it's all like, well, what's wrong with me, man? You know what I mean? Like, it's something's up.
The whole time, what's happening is that they sitting back like, okay, let's figure out. You know, because it ain't like just throw him in. It's like, no. It's almost like a night piece on a chessboard. Yeah. Like a night piece. Nobody else can move like you move. Yep. So they like, wait. We'll let the rooks and the bishops, whatever. We're going to see what we're going to do with him. Yeah. And that's what it was. So
that's how it came together. That's definitely how it came together. And I'm happy it did the way it did, because, I mean, a couple years ago, I wouldn't be ready for it. So.
Yeah. My favorite track, personally, is, of course, the Chicago track, the Def Chicago, and the Ugly Side of Beautiful. I think him and GQ just spazzed out. Shout out to GQ from Oakland. Jamla artist also is from Oakland. And shout out to Knife Wonder for signing a Midwest artist. Midwest in the house, Detroit. Go Lions, add two. Sorry, whooped your Bears up twice. But I thought I had to add that in there, you know, twice this season. Shout out to the Lions. But the reason why I like Def Chicago so much, because in the beginning he said, you know, it's like I love Chicago, but I hate at the same time. I feel the same way about Detroit. Like every time I go home, I'll be like, man, I fucking love Detroit. But then like 2 hours later, I'm like, man, I fucking hate this city. I was like, I see why I moved out. It's just like I got such a love-hate relationship with Detroit, man. And the stuff he was talking about with, you know, the young teenager dying, like, yo, I'm not supposed to be saying this line. Are you supposed to still be alive? And like I knew teenagers and guys I was around my age that got killed and caught up on some stuff. You know, not even living the street life, just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Is there any joints with Thelonious Martin you gonna do?
Not on the ZP, it's just me and Crisis.
Yeah, just you and Crisis. But like anything in the future after that,
of course. Thelonious is my homie.
Yeah, he's dope. He's dope. Yeah. And so when you did that joint, I was like, oh, he killed Thelonious Martin beat.
Yeah.
Oh god,
it was crazy, because like actually there was two versions of that song.
Oh really?
Yeah, like one version was supposed to be for this website, like they was gonna have it, and then they never used it, and I was like, okay, well, if y'all ain't gonna do it, then since I didn't remember what I wrote to it,
we just recorded it.
Wrote something completely different. Underdog, yeah.
Gorilla Black, so really, there's no biggie, nigga. I was like, oh, shit.
And Adam was just like, it's really not.
It's really not. I'm like, oh, man.
I called him as soon as I heard it. I was on my way to work or whatever. And I was like, hey, man. Like Gorilla Black, there's no biggie.
Like, that's what you're doing today. A lot of people didn't catch it. They were like, what do you mean by Gorilla Black? I'm like, if you don't know, you ain't gonna get it. Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, oh my god, like, no, he didn't say that. Man, that shit was dope, man. Shit was so dope. So
what was it like when you heard like Common was bigging you up? Like, how did that feel, man?
It was surreal, because the main thing that really got me was he was listening to it. He was like, yo, send it to me while I'm on set. So while he was filming Hell on Wheels and stuff, and before that other album that just dropped, like, that's all he was listening to. And I was like, man, you kind of expect it to be a one-way street.
Right.
You know,
right.
Your heroes are supposed to influence you, and that's it.
Right.
But the fact that he was like, yo, that inspired me was, it's still something where I got to, even when I'm around him, I got to pinch myself. I'd be like, yo, really? Like, we was at an event the other week, and he was talking to me about, like, man, I got to hear that new Black Order joint that you just did, man. And I was like,
that's crazy. But, you know, it's the same thing Alchemist talked about when we talked about him, how you hear, like, young beat makers, and he like, man, I hear they doing stuff. He's saying they doing stuff better than he is. Like, he's inspired. inspired by the young unknown beat makers, and that's crazy.
But see, when Common said that, I was like, oh, this it right here.
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
But Kendrick beat you up too, though, didn't
he? Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, so I guess it's like you get in these moments, and now it's finally happened, which is dope. But it's like every time I hear these moments, I'm like, oh, here we go. Because I've always appreciated your music and been a fan. So I keep waiting for it because you want the people that you listen to get that recognition, man. And I'm just glad, man, you're going to find you a Jambler. Like Jambler's work, so.
Oh, yeah, man. They pushing too, man. And we already going to work. Like, it's already set up. Joints, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about it now because they sent up some features. Now this might be
really
sparring.
I think you said he referenced. It's funny how he referenced two Chicago artists too. The Can I Borrow a Dollar by Common and Kanye West.
Yeah.
It was cool. And
then he even said the Trayvon line. He was
there's a lot of Black Zimmermans. Yeah, what song was that?
Damn. It was on Death of Chicago.
Death of Chicago. We got a lot of Black Zimmermans. I'm like, yeah, I mean, and that's true. You got that in Detroit. You got a lot of Black Zimmermans going around killing our young kids, killing wives and mothers and all that stuff. Man, it's crazy. So I thought the way he began the EP and ended it was perfect. He started spazzing out on the birth, and he spazzed out on Glory, showing y'all like, look. I can still structure a song, but I can still spaz out and murder you lyrically as an MC if I want to. My least favorite song on this project would be They Call It. I think, you know, him talking about love relationships, I get it. If the beats and everything is nice, I just think it doesn't fit with the mode of the EP as well. I think that's my least favorite one. And Rhapsody, I like her feature. I'm a huge Rhapsody fan. I was expecting the She Got Game Rhapsody from this one. I wanted her and Attitude to be like sparring, like just going blow for blow in the booth, man. But I didn't get that. But I understand it was still a good song. I still liked it. I understand the concept of the song and everything. She made the song work. I was expecting something different. I wanted something different. So that was my only two negatives. They Call It, didn't like it that much. And the Rhapsody feature could have been, I was expecting something different. But yeah, man, this project was real good. I suggest y'all go check it out, download it. You can download it on Dead and Hip Hop. You can download it on DJBooth.net. What else? And I think the DJ Booth one have a deluxe version where I think at like four more tracks you can purchase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that you can purchase. So check it out, man. I loved it. That's my final thought on this, man. Good project from Attitude. Keep doing your thing. Hope to look for more Jamla release from you. Welcome to the Jamma Squad, man. You about to have you a huge wide fan base, man. So, and shout out to Ninth Wonder again for that signing. That was a good look. And I kind of saw that coming from last year, 2012, A3C. He was on their showcase. And I'm like, okay, I see something brewing here. So, you know, and then he's been working. Ad 2 was on Actual Proof, I think, double CD. So, you know, I think this was bound to happen.
Man,
how is it like working with some of the other artists, you know, like Atra Proof and all them? Because I'm a huge fan of them as well.
Oh, man, it's fun because, like, they work like machines over there, man. Like
a bright lady?
Yeah, like, it's really like a, what is it, like a, it's just like, as soon as somebody does a beat, somebody writes to it, somebody's recording to it. It's like, it's no in between. So, I love that. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say, you might like that, then. I know you
love competitive as hell, too. So that's like, to me, it's like, oh, word.
Yeah.
Like one dude told me, he was like, he's like, yo, man, you gotta go in and kill it harder. You know, the first verse was already dope. He's like, nah, man, you gotta kill it harder. I'm like, shit, I love that. I love you trying to push me and say, yeah, you can do better. So,
yeah.
So,
man, that's what's up, man.
I think it's a good fit for him. I like the signing. I think it's, you know, the thing about Jamla is that this is kind of what they do, you know, and they have a devoted, you know, fan base that supports them. And they're huge fans of their work. So, you know, for him to be a dope MC who can rap his ass off, you know, I think it's a good fit, man. You know, and I think with this, Between Heaven and Hell, you know, like you said, ending it with Glorious, which had, when you say it, you know, it sounds uplifting, you know, and it kind of plays to that duality that's on this album that we hear. Like, I love and hate Chicago at the same time. You know, Club Church, Club Hell, where it's all, you know, all bright and he's happy and I'm gonna get in heaven and you know, Peter won't let me in. Yo, Jesus is my homie.
I'll be back.
And then they send his ass to hell and the beat shifts. It's dark. It's that David Banner Like a Pimp, you know, sample. Unless it's sample from somewhere else, but that's where I reference it back to. So no offense to Crisis. But yeah, and then, you know, it's all dark and, you know, again, that he's playing to those dualities that you see in the album title, and it's like, you know, He saw the two angels and shit. Then he's going here, man. It's like everybody get in free.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody trying to fit in, but I don't fit in because everybody else trying to fit in. It's like, see,
and it's a touch on reality.
Yeah,
it's a touch on
really
reality,
is.
Man. So I'm like, damn, that's nuts, man. Shout out to Crisis 2 in the production. I don't think I shout out Crisis.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Crisis and his production here because he gave you kind of like that old school Justice League type stuff that they not. The Justice League. We talking about old school.
Yeah, if you know, if you've been following them for a minute.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The Justice League, like that shit, the real Justice League. But yeah, he gave you that soulful boom bap stuff. But then there was some stuff that
Running.
Yeah,
like, I thought Running was kind of like a different like play on Crisis. I'm like, okay, this is different, but it was good.
It was good, and it kind of fit because right when it got to the chorus, you could almost visualize, you know, like. Add to just running somewhere like in dark space, and, you know, it's just real spacey, trippy video. The ending, the way he closed out The Ugly Side of Beautiful.
Yeah, that, oh man, with the piano.
Yeah, she killed that shit.
I was like, is this Crisis production I'm listening to? Yeah, like he took another level with this one, man. I think this is the perfect time to do it with the new MC.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's your first time being introduced to Add to, I mean, you can get through it real quick and you're. And rock with it.
Yeah.
So it's on deadandhiphop.com. So that's where you go get it to check it out. Download it.
And check out his previous stuff too. One Missed Call, More Missed Call, Save Our Souls, all
Tell
dope projects.
Two Cities.
Tell Two, yeah, all dope projects. Lot of tracks, but they all dope projects.